Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Martin, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. And today we have a special guest and contributor to Chapter 2 of the Microsoft Public Cloud Services, Setting Up Your Business in the Cloud. We have Mr. Jeffrey Mitchell. How you doing, Jeffrey?
Doing good. How are you doing, Blaine?
Doing good. You're the Director of IT for BitWizards, is one of our goal partners we've been working with closely, specifically around Office 365, correct?
Yes, sir.
So thanks for being on TechNet Radio, and we're going to go right into episode 2, which is getting started with Office 365. We talked a little bit about, you know, your contributions to the book, Jeff. You caught early on some of those new wizards that they had added in, the fast track and all that good stuff. So we were able to make those changes. So let's get right into episode 2, shall we? So Jeffrey, what we do is we add in this kind of this holistic approach of bringing everything together, right? We start with the business owner that has this, you know, console to many of the different services and software behind the scenes in the cloud. So we have Microsoft Azure, we got Office 365, Microsoft Intune, and then the Internet of Things, right? All of these different devices and applications for Windows, iOS, Android, and then, you know, we've got the provisioning these devices for our end users. So we always kind of start this slide out with, we always start the radio show out with big holistic approach, the big map of everything, you know, from the business owner, single console to all the different software and services. So we're going to be focusing specifically on Office 365. So let's go into episode 2, getting started with Office 365. So once again, this is 2 out of 11, as you can see, and we just finished up with what the cloud can do for your business with Crystal. So now we're moving into episode 2. So let's get started with Office 365.
So yeah, Office 365 is this SaaS offering, software as a service offering by Microsoft. It brings the same Office applications that you know on your desktop to your mobile devices as well as to the web, and provides the back level server services for mail, for document management, and for online meetings. It's not just for your computer, your desktop anymore. It's also these cloud offerings and this expansive set of mobile applications that allow you to work and draft on documents, that allow you to have business class email and archiving for all of your business needs, and allows you to quickly get into online meetings and to share rich content with other organizations that you're working with. You know, it's a complete setting, a complete wrapping of your office and your productivity for your business. It's all packaged together and gives you an opportunity to take the economy of scale that normally would be reserved for enterprise organizations and use that in your small or medium-sized business. I don't know how many times BitWizards, when we work with a smaller client who really wants to, the most bang for their buck, the most value for what they're going to be learning and what they're going to be getting into, they get an Office 365 and their eyes pop up because they realize that they've got one solution with a breadth of features and availability for them to be able to build a Lego blocks of their business. And so documents is always a core function of that, and being able to share those documents and be able to co-author on those documents. And we see these clients of BitWizards when we work on migrating them. How long is it going to take us to get to the cloud? This is already in the cloud. This takes days, minutes to deploy and to get set up. We get them deployed. We get them in the cloud. We worked with an organization that had 4 different email servers. They had Communicate. They had GoDaddy. They had which is like a hosted based mail. They had an Exchange server on premise, and then they had Gmail, and we took all 4 of those mail systems within 2 weeks with 1,200 users and put them all in the same mail system with Office 365 and brought them together. We brought them to the cloud and we did it quickly. And that's the power that these cloud services have with unlimited compute, with unlimited storage. We can very quickly take your business that may be small or maybe medium, and you can get into an enterprise set of business tools and enterprise set of productivity that normally would be reserved for larger organizations, and you can get that benefit for your business as well as having the availability and not having a server that sits in your office that you have to pay a technician to come in to work on or to do any kind of support for.
That's right. I mean, good point. You know, it's like in the olden days when I was growing up, you know, to get all that that heavy lifting of Exchange and SharePoint. And you know, Jeff, we had to build a small business server, right? So not only did you have to build the server and provision the software, or even the step before that, you know, the procurement of getting all the components and then putting them together and then loading the OS, you know, Windows Server, and then SQL Server and Exchange on top of that, that is some serious heavy lifting for a small business owner. So
the book walks that small business owner through getting your Office 365 account set up. It walks you through using your own personal domain that you have registered at like a GoDaddy or a Bluehost or something like that. And you've got your email up and going in a matter of minutes. You have an identity for your organization and the ability to communicate with people representing your company, your identity as a business owner.
Right. You know, an important aspect there is that even though small and medium businesses, you know, can get the book and get onboarded very quickly with Office 365, you know, we still need our partners. And so with BitWizards and you know, if they want to do a little bit more complex tasks like Skype for Business or telephony piece or whatever it is, you know, the higher end stuff, that's a great fit for one of our partners like yourself. But to just get them, you know, to the fast track, I mean, look at what they've done with Office 365, just onboard an SMB or a startup or a student, is they do all the record management for you. I mean, it's great. You know, DNS, and like, we're going to take a look at a demo that I put together. It's basically from the admin perspective, but, you know, like always, you know, if you're going to establish, you know, Microsoft Intune and Microsoft Azure, always set up, you know, your O365. If you plan on setting up Office 365, to have your tenant established first, right? And then get your domain management stuff set up. Don't you think that's really key, as well as a great benefit of getting onboarded with Office?
Yeah, absolutely, because once you get into the service, once you start using it, you can define how your business is going to consume it, and you can make it match what your needs are specifically. You know, BitWizards fills in that gap where a customer has some infrastructure on-premise, and they're looking to expand and extend out into the cloud. And BitWizards facilitates that movement. It facilitates the customer to be able to extend out into Office 365 and create a hybrid configuration and use the assets that they have for Active Directory, use the assets that they have for rights management, use the assets that they have for storage in conjunction with adding the value that's in Office 365.
Exactly. So when we were doing this chapter together, what was your biggest challenge? I know what mine was. What was yours?
It was updates and features. They're constantly updating and adding features and changing the end user experience to be more dynamic and easier to understand. And because of that change that happens for us making this book, staying on top of the curve and coming up, grabbing new screenshots, changing the wording, changing where items are located, they're continually innovating with new technology inside of the portal. And so it becomes, especially when you're trying to put together a good package, like we did with the book, it becomes very challenging to keep up with their pace of progression.
Right. And not only that, but, you know, keeping up with fictitious names, right? Like Trawbridge and Gareth Chan and Golden Maxim. I mean, off the fictitious list. So all
I have a whole city. I have a whole city. I have Contoso Fireworks. I have Contoso PD. I have Contoso Fire Department.
I know, and I was actually lucky that Legal actually took the Trawbridge and let me use that, because that was a domain that I own personally. So, but yeah, those are challenges. Remember when the screenshots of the flow of the wizard to set up Office through the records and DNS or hooking up to GoDaddy, all that kind of changed during the mid process. So my challenge was, like you said, keeping up with all those changes as we progress. So, and that was just the chapter two Office part, right? So Intune, you know, went from, you know, Windows Intune to Microsoft Intune, changing all those screenshots. So it's quite a challenge, but, you know, I did really, really, really appreciate your help, your support, and your contributions to the book. And I think it's time for a demo. What do you think?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So as you can see, I've logged into Office 365, and you'll see this application launcher or app launcher up here. Some people call it the waffle. And you see it up here, and you see all the different applications that we have up here, from Outlook or Mail, the calendars, people, news feeds. We've got our OneDrive for Business, SharePoint, Tasks, Delve, and Video. And then, of course, the regular Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. And we have a special app here because I'm the administrator, so I have the admin application here, and I also can pin other applications from the Azure Active Directory, which we'll talk about later on in the future module. So I'll go ahead and go into admin here, and we'll take a look at the admin center. So what we're going to look at first is the intro up here. You see it says watch the video. So this is a great overview introduction to how you manage everything in this admin center. The first thing I would recommend you do when you get into the admin center is work on your having and adding your custom domain, because it's important to have, and down here under domains, it's important to know that when you start out with Office 365, and more specifically if you're using Microsoft Intune or Microsoft Azure down the road, it's important to establish your Office 365 tenant before you actually add the other public services onto it. So you see we always start the domains with onmicrosoft.com. But what I've done is I've went to add a domain in here. It's sslcapps.com. I can also purchase or buy a domain here by clicking on the Buy Domain button, which will then go to a service provider or ISP that will give you those domain names. So I always start there by adding in the domain, and then I start and adding my users. There's basic setup and there's advanced setup. We're going to focus on the basic setup today. So that's where I go ahead and add my domain name in that's custom, add my users, mailboxes, and start configuring things. The advanced setup is more for an on-premises hybrid scenario with Office 365. So we're going to be focusing on the basic setup today. So once you get your domain environment established, you can go into your active users, and you'll notice that my active users here have my custom domain name on the end here. So these are all the users that I've added in just for the demo. But as you can see up here, I can go ahead and add in a user. And so we'll go ahead and just for the sake of adding someone in to show the demo here, I'll put in MVA user, and I'll call this MVA user. Sorry. And you'll see right here also, if I didn't have the custom domain name, I would have this onmicrosoft.com tenant that I could select, but I'm going to go ahead and use my custom domain. And you see I can auto-generate a password, or I can type a password in. So I can go ahead and type a password in, and what that's going to do is that's going to be sent to either myself as the administrator or to that end user. I can also auto-generate a password that will be sent to the user, and in this case, I have it being sent in the email to myself as admin, but I could put in whatever user's email address is available for them. I can go ahead and add it in here. And I can make sure that that person changes their password the next time that they sign in. So once if I create that, you'll see I've got two fictitious people in my book, Gareth Chan and Golden Maxim. But if I actually go back up here to the application launcher and go into mail, what the end user is going to see is they're going to see their information being sent in email to them. And as you can see here, it sends the username as well as a temporary password. Then they go into https://portals.office.com, and they go in there, they're going to put in their username and their password. It's then going to prompt them to change their password, and then they have the Office 365 applications readily available. We're going to go back into the admin center. So that's how you get people up and running with Office 365. As I kind of walk the tree here, we've got company profile information. We can import contacts or users. We can do lots of things here. Billing and subscription, that's for our licenses and the subscriptions that we have. And as we kind of walk the tree here, we get into managing mobile devices and adding to the mobile devices in here. And then all the way down under service settings, this is pretty important information here, and that is under mail. So we can go ahead and have and set policies here, anti-malware policies, connection filter policies, spam filter policies, mail flow auditing. Under sites, we can do our site collections, SharePoint. We've got the new Skype for Business, right? So we have things that we can configure in there as well. For a dial-in conferencing or find a provider to provide that Skype for Business for you. We also have the features and updates area, so we can get updates when they're released and to all of the standard users in the organization or the entire organization, or we can just select people, right? There's certain people that have those early updates sent out to them. So, and then under user software, we have Office and Skype for Business. So our users will get all the Office suite, the E3 Enterprise is what we have running, Skype for Business, and then, you know, maybe I don't want somebody to have SharePoint Designer, right? So I could go ahead and take that off, save that off, and they only get those particular products. If we scroll down, you'll see also software for the PC, so you get the latest version of Office, or if you want the older, you know, Link product, you can go and get that, the SharePoint Designer if you didn't have that. And then, of course, down here, the software for the Mac, right? Office for the Mac and Link for the Mac. So we're still committed to the Macintosh. Passwords. So set passwords to never expire. We can set that as a policy, or we can select the number of days in which the password would expire, and then also, you know, days before the password expires to notify the user around that. So it's always good to tell the users that your password's going to expire. Rights management, that's becoming more and more popular. So, you know, setting safeguards on your email and your documents, for instance. You send somebody an email that's rights protected. They can't, when they open it up, they can't forward it, they can't print it, and it kind of it gives another level, another layer of security there. And then, of course, we still are dedicated to the BlackBerry. So there's the BlackBerry. You'll see down here in admin, we also have Exchange Online and Skype for Business, SharePoint Online. If you're under compliancy, we can click on the compliancy. Archiving, device management, retention. So there's some things we can do around compliancy. And then we can get into Azure Active Directory. So the Azure Active Directory will let me go and do things like the application gallery where I can pin that QuickBooks onto that application launcher. So I just want to give you just a real overview of Office 365 from the admin perspective.
Did you like my demo?
I loved your demo. It was so precise and accurate.
It was just walking the tree, just showing them from the admin perspective, that domain management piece, setting up the tenant. Those are kind of some crucial pieces. And then adding the users to that specific custom domain once you get that established. Jeff, there's a lot there. I mean, we could talk for hours, and I know you could talk just an hour on importing.
It's still easier than an small business server.
Oh, absolutely. and setting up Exchange. If you want more step-by-step on this, you obviously, you know, go get the book. It'll walk you through it. If you want to do high level things, or you're thinking about, I'm a small medium business, or I'm a startup, or I'm a student entrepreneur, and I'm setting up my business completely in the cloud, this is a kind of a good onboarding tool to get you up and running. Those complex tasks, I would definitely look into a partner and go that route as well. So Microsoft Virtual Academy MBA, you can go up and get lots of free training by going to ak.ms/go-mba. We did an MBA for the public cloud service, setting up your business in the cloud. So check it out, Jeff. I went to Redmond, got the studios, did 11 part series. You can get that Microsoft Virtual Academy training at ak.ms/public-cloud-MBA. 3 million registered users. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Keeps growing every day. There's some really good training up there, so make sure you check that out. Oh, look at that. Little shameless plug for the book. ms. Blaine's book. It's not just my book. Jeff, we had, including yourself, 12 contributors to this book. Yeah, it has my name on it, but without all of you contributing and the subject matter experts to get all this done, I can't thank you enough, bud.
The breadth of knowledge alone in the book, to truly understand the set of services and the capabilities that Microsoft has put out there, the breadth of knowledge in this book is incredible.
Yeah, it kind of spans the globe, if you will, right? I mean, we kind of go, well, spanning the globe sounds cool, too, because, when you look at Office 365, it doesn't matter where you're at, 724, 365, doesn't matter where you're at, whatever device, right? We've got Office for the iPad. We've got, support for all the different platforms. Everything encompassing to make this whole holistic view of everything in the cloud. Office 365 is a huge piece of that. So, and then we got BizBar. And Jeff, we've talked about BizSpark. I know I've been up there, Panhandle, up where you're at, and we've got some startups up there that are signing up for BizSpark, and are not, or I'm signing them up for BizSpark as a BizSpark champ. It's a
all across the Innovation Coast.
Yeah, the Innovation Coast. I've got a handful of startups that are, digesting, if you will, this BizSpark program. It's pretty cool because, you know, if they're in business for less than 5 years, make under $1 million a year, gross profit, what have you, they're not publicly, trading on NASDAQ or what have you. Hey, why not take advantage of the BizSpark program? If you're taking software and services and you're building applications, you get 3 years of the current software development tools, MSDN, four free MSDN support incidences, some Azure credits on a monthly basis. Once again, Jeff, for 3 years, the cool thing about BizSpark, not only is it free, but you have access to advisors and investors and mentors. And I go to a place down in South Florida in Miami at the Microsoft Innovation Center. We co-lo our space with VentureHive. So I'm always in there talking to BizSpark customers or startups around all the different technologies that we have. It's pretty neat to be able to have, be a mentor to some of these startups as well. So, well, thanks for being on IT Time TechNet Radio, Jeff. And this is episode 2. And any last comments?
Get out there and get in Office 365. If you need any help, call BitWizards.
That's right. Go to our partners and get more help if you need it. So with that, Jeff, thanks a lot for being on IT Time Tech Radio. With that, it's a wrap.